Me myself, I've been there. Thrice. It's only 1 hour or 2 hours. About 1,000 people
in the
room. 3 computers. How can we avail ourselves to that computer? One on one. Then you are training us, but not about say 5 people are at a desk. Then you say you are training us. How?
But what you said about the youth going on, I'm very concerned about
the youth. That is the fact of the matter is a whole lot of people depend on others here in the long run. Let's say if I have a job, I may employ 1 or 2 or 3 you helping me to do the job. They do the processing, while maybe some do the processing at the port. Now, if you say you're going to do it paperless here and no job is going to go on here, where are they going to work? It means you came to make people unemployed or you came to employ people. Because I can sit in my office alone and work with the paperless. So what about the rest? What are they going to do? So that is the problem.
Those were concerns of some freight forwarders in Tema regarding the implementation of the paperless port initiative.